Jesus Christ. The inclusion of the Moabite Ruth into the lineage of David and Jesus reminds us of God's covenant with Abram, where God said in Genesis 12, 3b, "All of the families of the earth will be blessed in you." The reality went beyond that promise. Not only were the Moabites and other foreigners blessed by the birth of Jesus, this Moabite woman, Ruth, became one of those through whom the promise came. Where Abraham became the father of a nation, Ruth will be the mother of its line of kings. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in our hearts and minds, to the lesson, open our hearts and minds to the lessons in this scripture. Teach us to model the faithfulness of Ruth in our family relationships. Amen. The power of faith, of a faithful family ties is a testament to the strength of familiar relationships and the lengths to which we're willing to go for those we love. Ruth's story is a beautiful illustration of an unwavering loyalty, selflessness, and love, all of which are foundational elements in the fabric of family life. During a family or a famine, Elimelech and Naomi and their two sons leave their home in Bethlehem. Ironically, that's pronounced Beit Lehem, which means the house of bread. So they're in a famine and they're leaving a city that is known as the house of bread and become refugees in Moab in the east side of the Dead Sea. Over the course of 10 years, Elimelech dies and the sons marry Moabite women. Then they die childless. The household that once consisted of a woman and her three men has now become three childless widows, none of them blood relatives. In a society in which fathers, husbands, and sons provided family security, this household prospects had declined dangerously. Barrenness is the whole story. Barrenness of land, barrenness of wombs and arms. Ruth was a Moabite woman who was married to one of Naomi's sons. When her husband died, she was left with a choice to return to her own family and culture or to stay with her mother-in-law, Naomi, who was also a widow. Ruth was so committed to Naomi that she chose to stay. This choice was not an easy one. It meant leaving behind everything familiar, including her homeland and her gods, to journey into an unknown land with Naomi. Yet Ruth's love for Naomi was so strong that she was willing to make this sacrifice. Ruth's commitment to Naomi extended beyond the borders of culture, religion, and geography. It was a commitment rooted in love and loyalty, qualities that are at the heart of family relationships. Ruth's story reminds us that family is just not about blood relations. It's about the bonds we form with those we love and the sacrifices we're willing to make for those. Ruth's decision to stay with Naomi extended beyond the boundaries of culture, religion, and was not just a testament to her love for her mother-in-law, but also a demonstration of her faith. She trusted and worshiped the God of Naomi, that Naomi believes abandoned her, and was willing to leave her own gods behind. This is a powerful example of faith in that it can strengthen family ties. When we share a common faith with our family members, it can bring us closer together and give us shared purpose and direction. Naomi and Ruth were both widows, a status that was particularly vulnerable in their time. Yet they found strength in their relationship with each other. They supported each other, and together they faced challenges that lay ahead. This was a powerful reminder of the role that family can play in our lives, especially in times of difficulty. Ruth made a commitment to Naomi, and she stuck with it, even when the going was tough. It's a powerful lesson for us today. In our own family relationships, we need to make commitments and stick to them. We need to be there for our family members in good times and in bad. Ruth reminds us of the importance of love, loyalty, faith, support, and commitment in family relationships. She challenges us to reflect on our own family relationships and to strive to strengthen them. Despite the tragic circumstances that befell her family, Ruth chose to remain steadfast and committed to her mother-in-law, Ruth, Naomi. Ruth's faith gave her a sense of freedom as she sought to provide for her mother-in-law. The risk Ruth took because of her faith let her see what God had in store for the two of them. And what Ruth finds is not only a place with a future for her, but a source of healing for Naomi as well. Ruth's marriage to Boaz and the birth of their child Obed becomes a restorer of life and sustainer of Naomi in her old age. Beyond this, unseen and unlooked for, Ruth becomes a part of the King David and Jesus bloodline. Ruth's fears were substantial, but her faith was great enough to allow her to risk the uncertainty of the future they face as they leave and travel to Bethlehem. Now it is Ruth, not Naomi, who is the alien and the stranger. Ruth, the foreigner, is now the one who is dependent on any of Naomi's family who might be willing to take them in. Ruth's faith also allows her to risk everything in order to be with someone she loves. She left her life behind, everything that was familiar, family, friends, her home, and even her spiritual connection with her past. All of this is summarized in the declaration of faith she makes to Naomi. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. And this she does without knowing what awaits her. Somehow, deep in her heart, she believed that Naomi's God would not abandon them. When they return to Bethlehem, Ruth proposes to glean barley for their food. Naomi is overcome with despair and unable to help her. Failing to accompany Ruth, failing even to tell her about Boaz, who will later become her husband. The chain of coincidences that brings Ruth to Boaz's field are the subtlest reminders of divine favor. Boaz already knows her story of how she left her father and mother and her native land and came to a people that she did not know before, much like the story of Abraham. Boaz gives her seed, barley to glean, parched grain to eat, stalks lying cut on the ground, an ephah of barley to take home, along with a promise of more every day. And this would go on throughout the harvest season. Life-giving seed is as plentiful now as barrenness, and death had been before. Neither Naomi nor Ruth yet sees God's hands here. Naomi doesn't know where Ruth goes. Ruth doesn't know where she is. Boaz goes on to marry Ruth, and they have a son, Obed. Even though the child is theirs, it is thought that they allow Naomi to adopt it in order to redeem her and keep Elimelech's family name from dying out. There's four principles to learn from their indispensable faith as we learn the importance of our family faith. The way Ruth lived her life is an example of them. First, faith sees every child as a special handiwork of God. Ruth was one of these children of God. It is our responsibility to raise our children specifically and individually by God's daily guidance. Second, faith sees every conflict as spiritual. It was her faith in God that carried her through all of Naomi and her trials. In these treacherous days, raising children takes more than wit, wisdom, and good intentions. Raising children is a spiritual battle, and our only hope is a solid faith in Jesus Christ. Third, faith sees every challenge as solvable. Ruth's faith in God eventually led to the redemption of both her and Naomi. Finally, faith sees every choice as significant. To summarize, it takes a family to raise a child, and it takes faith to make a family. The most powerful and influential people on the earth are mothers and fathers of faith. When facing challenges, we must do all we can do with a spirit of optimism. If it is God's will, we can trust that He will move heaven and earth for our children. Thank you for listening.